Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, welcome everyone to the Auto Know Better podcast with myself, Smarty, Luke, Gillett and Jay. We'll be right with you shortly after this. Hello, everyone. Welcome along. How's everyone feeling in the room? We're still sore from Friday.
Very. Yeah.
Friday. Leads. You had to think. I can see you thinking about what we're doing Friday.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure, actually. I didn't know. I couldn't remember. But, yeah, it was a good day, yeah. Wasn't it? It was well organised by Phil and the All Leeds TV crew.
Yeah, I'll just give a bit of context to what we're actually talking about. So on Friday, the 12th of November, us and a few other regulars were involved in a five-side tournament for the LAFC Foundation, which was organised by All Leeds TV. I think on last count, they raised about 1,500 quid, maybe over. I don't know if any of you guys have seen an update, but obviously thanks for everyone that got involved, all of us knackered, fat people that were dancing across a five-side pitch, and thanks to everyone who obviously donated to the cause. How are you feeling, Jay?
Well, my legs didn't like it. My lungs didn't like it. I don't think my back or my hips liked it either. My feet didn't like it, but I fucking loved it.
Them hips
don't
lie.
That's all that matters.
I know, mate.
Yeah, what a good laugh, wasn't it? Some good, some famous names as well. Yes. Luke fell over and saved a penalty by Clyde Wynyard.
Yeah. I didn't. I can't believe you haven't even let me fucking tell everybody. but not only did I save it, I saved it, and then it was through 1-on-1 a little later as well. And he fucking tried blasting it at me, and I managed to save it with my toes. And he goes, "Oh, you fucking lucky bastard!"
And now you're best mates.
You what, mate?
And now we're best mates. He's actually.
Go on.
Now we're best mates. He's coming out for on my birthday. So
does he actually know it's you, or does he think it's Charles Bronson he's mates with?
Well, I we'll see.
Telling all his pals here there was Charles Bronson playing at some five-a-side game at Friday in goals at Leeds.
They're best mates with him.
I'm best mates with him now. What a far place we're going to go kill a few folk.
I prefer Jason Statham, the monk off Mean Machine, to be fair. But hey, I'll take fucking Bronson.
No, that is being very kind to yourself.
Anyway, Tom Hardy, Jason Statham.
You nearly killed someone's keeper.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Who were the orange team?
Canterbury Whites.
Centenary White, yeah, Centenary White's keeper nearly died. I nearly sent him into next week with ball. Right left peg. So,
my lungs are still fucked, by the way. So when I'm going on mute, it's because I'm coughing my guts up still.
Oh, fair enough.
My legs
it
are
is genuinely from Friday.
I started back at the gym this week because I thought I was that fucked. I've had 6 or 7 weeks off the gym, and I thought that moving around. I was only in fucking goal, bearing in mind, and I was absolutely knackered.
I deputised a little bit for you.
Me too.
Yeah. Evening to Bremner's ghost.
Yeah, good evening to Bremner's ghost.
If you've got any comments or anything you want to put to the guys, myself, obviously we'll try and answer it when we can. So let's go into the predictions then for the Leicester game, which seems absolutely forever ago. Gilly, if you would like to be honest. Yeah,
no problem at all. So there were four people that garnered points. But first off, we will go through the shithouses. So Render and Rex went 3-1 Leicester. Adam went 2-1 Leicester. Bren went for a draw. I went for a draw. Luke went for a draw. And Stats went for a draw. So all of us got points. So Bren and Stats got it spot on, 5 points apiece. And Luke and I got 3 points apiece, which actually is interesting reading on the table because that puts Luke joint top.
Oof. Oh, my word.
I am then joint second. Well, joint third, as it would be, with
blind
Adam and Luke on 12. Me and Bren on 10, the fans are on 9, Stats on 7, having got 5 points that week. Rex on 4, Carl on 4, Si on 4, Becky on 4, Smarty on 3, Jay on 2, and Render at the rear with 1.
This being positive.
Speaking of Render's rear,
be careful.
How good was she? That she played on Friday. For anybody who's listening or watching, Em Render was the only girl taking part in the whole of the tournament. And I tell you what, she put a little fit foot about. She didn't. She got stuck in. Like she weren't scared of anybody. Absolutely. Was she? She had a right game.
No, she was fantastic. Yeah, I was definitely admiring her. You are.
She's got first goal I saw because I missed first game, didn't I? So.
Oh yeah, of course she did.
But I do hear that she scored a hell of an own goal in the first game.
She did. She cancelled it out quick enough.
Yeah, she did, yeah. No, it was good. So, lads, myself, Jay and Gilly was on Berardi and Coat for the Leicester game, but let's just touch on it just briefly. I know it's a while ago, and I don't know if you can ever remember. I remember a sterling performance from Mr. Forshaw himself. Do you remember? Yeah, you got to that one. Luke, give us your thoughts if you've got any, if you can remember.
I was in the cheese wedge for that one, everything just seemed to click. We looked the better side for probably 75%, 80% of the game. In fact, probably potentially more than that. Leicester, you know, other than scoring straight from the kickoff when we've let us heads down for a couple of minutes, they had fuck all else and they didn't look that dangerous. You know, even when they brought Maddison on and others, Tielemans, we absolutely neutralised him, which he had a poor game against us. And I think that's the only poor game I've ever seen him have while he's been at Leicester. We looked comfortable. It was the Leeds of old. And long may it continue with that format. I'm hoping now we've had our wobble for the season. You know, most teams have a wobble, whether it be around Christmas or after Christmas or the end of the season. I'm hoping we've got ours out the way early and we sort of push on and crack on from there. And looking at the last two home performances, it's hard to argue otherwise.
Yeah, no, you're right. It was nice to see, like you say, the Leeds of old, wasn't it? Some stellar performances as well. I have Tielemans in my dream team, you know, my fantasy football team, and I've got Vardy, so I'll take them lot having shit performances if it means we can get a good performance in against them, and that we did. But like I said, we don't
need
to dwell.
Put Kane in this week.
I've never had him in. I refuse to have him in.
No, that's what I mean. You need to put him in this week. So,
Do it. He'll be bagging an hat trick. Be interesting to see what the predictions are for Tottenham game, but we'll obviously do that later on. So, lads, let's move on to the poll then. This week's poll we'll start at each week. We ask the listeners to choose the main subject for the pod via a poll on our Twitter account. From a fit squad, who
Twitter
are...
poll results.
Yeah, cheers for that.
Amateur.
I totally forget about these little shit fucking videos.
Hang on a minute. Has a few months off to move out and comes back and calls everything shit. How dare you?
Oh, dare you?
Neutron.
How dare you?
Sorry, lads. I don't mean the shit. They're just these little tiny little videos. Anyway, we'll skate over that one. So from Fit Squad, who are our best wing backs, moving swiftly on. LUFC Mural, who would our design be at OKB if we got the chance to design one ourselves? Winter World Cup break, is it a benefit or a hindrance to our squad? Winging it on 36%. Who's Muriel? 27%. But World Cup Crimbo, 37%, just edges it. So, gents, going to go to Gilly first. Winter World Cup break, is it a benefit or a hindrance next year?
I don't know.
Right, down. Predictions for Spurs, then,
lads? Yeah, I think, you know, if you look at the number of players that we've got playing internationally now, and so personally, I think a lot of it will hinge on how many of the teams that we've got players involved in make it through the playoffs. So I think Wales have got. I think Wales need to get a point tonight to qualify for the playoffs. So we've two players there. We've got Northern Ireland can't make it, but we've got Cooper's qualified for the playoffs. So it kind of depends on how many players are involved in the tournament. It might be brilliant for them to be able to be to have a couple of weeks or a bit more, or maybe even have a bit of a break, which is a real luxury for Premier League footballers to get a bit of a break over Christmas. But it might be nice for them to do that. But I think for me, we're in a position where it depends on the disruption to the squad over that time period. And if we've got a lot of teams with our players in it, we're kind of going to be on tenterhooks, waiting to see on who comes back and how fit they are when they get back, and you know, what injuries do they pick up and that sort of thing when they're in different training camps and training regimes. There's always the potential for injuries. So it's great to see the likes of Dallas, Cooper, Click, getting out there and being able to play in these games. Not to mention Calvin and when he's fit, Bamford and co. But at the same time, it brings that whole thing of what shape are they going to come back in? And it's that worry.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like Brenda's Ghost just commented, Winter World Cup is a crap idea. Only FIFA corruption sees the tournament being played in the damn desert. And that being an absolute sterling point is, are they going to be absolutely knackered playing in friggin' the middle of a chuffing sandstorm every five days or whatever it is?
Not only
what
that,
condition
though,
are they going to come back in?
They're going to be going from freezing cold winter into fucking almost 40 degree heat. Do you know what I mean? The shock to your body and that, it can't be doing the bodies any good. And like Bremner's Ghost says, I mean, he's quite well right about the FIFA corruption. I mean, recently, I think Blatter and the other, they've just been sort of arrested and stuff, haven't they? Or is it Blatter and the other Italian fellow, wasn't it?
Platini, wasn't it?
Platini, yeah. He's French. That's why I said, Platini, not the Italian fella.
Right. Jay-Z has pricked up or something. You said Platter then.
It looks like,
so, as long as it's not a secret.
I've just had a look. I've just had a very quick look. So the daytime temperatures average 24 degrees in Doha and fall to 15 degrees at night. It's not that hot.
It's not that bad.
That's all right. Nah. That's why it's at that time of year, though, isn't it? That's why we're playing
there. Yeah, it is.
I mean, get Calvin over into. I'll get him around my gaff and acclimatise. It was about 40 bastard degrees, isn't it? Last week, chucking eating.
Tell her to fucking turn it down. Don't you know how expensive it is these days?
I'm going to start bloody selling my body on the streets to try and cover eating bill.
That's good luck with that. More energy companies going bust when you
50p a chuck, Gilly.
I tell you what, I don't think there's any. I don't think you can really give a definitive answer to this question, unfortunately, because there are so many factors in this. What will our form be like heading into it? You know what I mean? If we were riding the crest of a wave, we won't want the break. Yeah. Whereas if we're doing shite, we've got a boatload of injuries, then we're going to be like, oh, fuck yeah, this is great.
Like I say, it's one of the things. It's go on, mate. I'll let you
just go. Just with that in mind, that's a good point, Jay, actually. Just with that in mind, Do teams go fucking hell for leather then, not worrying about injury leading up to the break and just don't give a fuck?
Not their problem.
You know, overplay players and not to be worried, too worried about tiring them out and that. And then hopefully, I mean, fingers crossed. Realistically, by next winter, how many players are we looking at going? Realistically, from this current squad that we've got probably Rodrigo, Bamford, maybe.
Llorente, but Bamford possibly, but you know,
Calvin's a shoe in. He'll be there.
Rafinha, yeah.
Cooper,
he'll be there.
Llorente, Cooper. Realistically, we could be looking at probably the starting 11, Firpo potentially.
Robert to the and start. Dan James as well. See, yeah. Seven or eight, probably. You don't know.
Up to the start, around about 11, maybe. Say 10 or 11.
Costa will be back by then.
Well,
Costa will be back by then. So if Angola qualify.
Well,
I'll tell you what, at least we'll have to worry about Harrison going if he carries on playing like he has been.
Yeah.
Stop being so negative, Jay. But we are going into the world of unknown, aren't we? We don't know, do we? It's not something any of us has experienced before. It's not the norm. You know, it's just one of them things. It is what it is, and we'll just have to see.
That's something I'm worried about. It's setting a precedent and becoming the norm.
We aren't going to have a chuffing World Cup in bloody winter in frigging Belgium, though, are you?
No, but it means that they, once they've done it once, they're more likely to give it to those parts of the world again. But
like you say, we all scandals and, you know, all that sort of stuff. I can't see anything like this happening over there for a while.
Yeah, do you know, thinking about it, though, in what, another 15 months, Somerville might be there?
Scored, didn't he, on his debut for the 21s.
Yeah, he played for him before. That was his full debut. Scored after about 20 minutes, I think it was.
They did win 7-0.
There might be others.
Or 7-1.
Not like our lads winning 10-0. That was some score, that, wasn't it?
I know.
Chuffing up. Right. They are playing against window cleaners and you know, bookkeepers and all that sort of stuff. So
Paddy must have been just right into his cocoa.
Jay, you know, later on?
Yeah.
Are you off pillaging or out?
Don't know you.
This is a family show. Just because he starts looking like Charles Bronson, he wants to start going pillaging.
I wish somebody would put him in maximum security.
I think it was that a vibe.
Give me a fucking break.
No, do you not think he looks like he should be on some fucking ship going down like one of the rivers looking for monasteries, going pillaging and taking all the wealth?
Mate, you look like fucking Wario. You look like you should be driving a fucking go-kart around doing handbrake turns outside going, woohoo, wee! Fucking rest.
We're going in the piss take.
Wee! Woohoo!
We've got a couple of cabbages for you to throw out of your car.
Killed Gilly anyway.
It's bananas.
No, that's the gorilla. No,
don't think you're supposed to throw those at people anymore, Matt.
Oh, God alive.
You throw them at roads.
I think we're digressing a little bit, lads. We're on these podcasts, we're talking about fucking Mario Kart here, for Christ's sake. Anyway. But like I said, I mean, do you want to touch on the wing in it? Because it were quite a good little option, that. Who are our best?
No, we'll put it into the next one.
You want to put it into the next one? That's fine. We can do that. The other option was who's Muriel? I think it were Carl that said about Muriel.
Oh, yeah, I'd still like to talk about this really quickly, just because the LUFC Trust, I know it didn't win, but because it's sort of current affairs and all that bollocks, the LUFC Trust put a tweet out late last night, I think it was, just saying, any ideas for a new mural? And
a what?
Mural.
I saw your ears pick up then you basket.
Mural.
Well, do you know what? I was making a real conscious effort not to say Muriel. So I went, Mural.
You went the other way.
Have your life stutter.
Mural. But yeah, basically, they were asking for ideas and they were saying, look, it doesn't have to be players or managers. And I posted a couple of ideas and there's no right or wrong answer, I don't suppose. But I think there is. Why?
Bye.
Go on then.
Well, yeah, apart from bye. But if it's not players, I was sort of trying to think outside the box. So I said, what about all one shirt from every season since we last won the league, something along those lines. Or what about a roll of honours for every captain or player of the year ever that can be sort of added to every year on the side of a pub? Or
Jay will be pissed off with that because Liam Cooper will be on there. Oh, and because he's a recuperating bastard, that will not float his boat, will it?
Hey, two recuperating bastards on here.
We've got the list outside the pavilion.
York one that started it off. You were ringleader, Smarty. Yeah.
Yes, I agree, and I will accept that. However, it has been well documented that I changed my affiliation.
You're a turncoat.
I'm very much a supporter of Liam Cooper, though.
That's why you're a Leeds fan now, and not a Scum fan.
Casting aspersions like that, you don't want two fucking enemies to that, do you? Little shit, you're smacking your head against that crossbar.
Fucker, you'll have to lift me up to do it, mate.
Jay was the only fucking keeper who got lobbed in the old tournament, wasn't he? In them little five-a-side goals.
Absolutely, I went over the fucking bar, you daft twat. I couldn't get the comp back out though. Oh shit.
I said to there was a little kid watching. I said to him, and I went off for my break. I says, "Here, mate, you don't fancy going in our net, do you? You're a bit fucking taller than our keeper. You're only about fucking 5".
Might be able to jump across my
thing, and he was shit hot. This little kid, we could have done with him.
We could, mate, to be fair. And anyway, just if anyone would like to know how we got on, just really quickly, I know we're digressing again, but we got beat by Centenary Whites. We also got beat by All Leeds TV, and then we beat the last team. Who was the last team we played? Can you remember? It had Clyde Wynard playing from it anyway, and I saved his penalty.
For LS11?
LS11, no, they were part of the second one, I think.
Okay.
Or first, maybe. Who was the last team we played?
It all kind of jumbled into one, didn't it?
Yeah.
They switched all teams on us before kickoff, didn't we? And do you know what? If they'd have not switched all teams on us before kickoff, somebody wouldn't have fallen out with me for bumping him over, and then he wouldn't have injured himself running himself into ground. So, you know, he'd have been better off for it, wouldn't he?
I didn't enjoy Paddy Miller firing bullets at me and go.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, so we still managed. We still managed to nearly have a fallout with somebody at a charity football event, didn't we, between and out? Fucking pathetic. But yeah, we'll leave that. That's by the by now, and water under the bridge. Tensions were, you know how it is when you're playing football.
We'll leave it on pitch.
Just
yeah, we're great, wasn't it?
It was great.
Good laugh.
I'm going to tell you what mural I would do, seeing as, you know, I didn't get a chance because Luke...
We're coming around. We're going around the room. You can do a mural if you like.
I'll do a mural. So I'd like to see one with all the badges.
Would it be a chicken?
Together. No, mate, we don't have one of those in our badge. You should have a look.
It's a peacock. It's all the badges.
One with all the badges together, you know.
Including the lead salute one. The absolute shit.
Would you have that one on there?
Oh, and Gaviscon.
It were never official, or it didn't go on the shirt.
It was official, but it never got punished.
It was for one day, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
I think it was less than about 5 hours, wasn't it, or something?
I think it should be one with all the proper badges, like, quite big, and, like, whoever paints it should, like, stick a little Gaviscon one in there somewhere, just like,
as a signature.
Find. Yeah.
Like Where's Wally?
Where's the fucking Wally, yeah.
Would you just out of interest, would you have them all in order for years, or would you just have it like scattergraph, like some small, some big, overlapping, and just a big fucking massive mural?
Not sure. I mean, in my head, I've got them all sort of jumbled together, like, you know, like cards in a, when you're holding them in a fan sort of thing. And
I like that simile. I love that.
Mm. Oh, that's there. It's nice.
A beautiful simile.
That's some good ideas now and again.
Hey, you bloody name the pod, don't you know?
Sorry, what?
I name the podcast.
It's mine.
That's what you get. That's what you get. You start telling me I've not contributed, pal. I'm not having that.
I'm not going to start having a fucking domestic here now and ever.
I'm not going to be shit-housed.
You're me anyway.
Still you going. Get
bent, you. Fuck's sake.
Lads, I'm going to take a few seconds out to have a little word or a word from our partners over at 3Retro.
Or to know better, excited to announce a new partnership. 3Retro is the retro football shop. 3Retro was born from the love of the game, from historical nights on the Cold Terrace, and from the love of vintage shirts of a bygone era. Find the referral link and discount code in our social media accounts and in the comments and descriptions of our To Know Better podcast recordings for a 10% discount on the full range.
Wonderful stuff. Like I said, guys, if you've got any comments or anything you want to send to us, I have these wonderful colleagues of mine answer any questions or anything you've got, then get them.
Who's blocked somebody?
What?
It says Miss Firth. Miss Firth. Does it say that on anybody else's?
Three guesses.
Oh, fucking hell, Matt. Give over.
Yeah.
Don't bring your personal vendettas in a pod business, all right?
Don't know what you mean.
All these personal vendettas, all these little Twitter arguments and these little Twitter issues.
I didn't think actually until I said it out loud. So
you can't undo it though.
Oh bloody hell. Public apology.
No.
You're an idiot.
Give him a little bit of power and look what he does. Right, chaps, I'm gonna move on to Spurs that we've got this weekend. Quietly feeling confident. However, a few of you mentioned Mr. Kane and that he might start playing left centre.
Just to pad it out a bit, because we didn't have a previous game really to talk about, because it had been so long since Leicester had been. I'd done a bit of a loan watch, if you're interested.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
There's only one I really give a fuck about, to be honest. But go on.
Kiko.
Our roving reporter, Matt.
Yeah.
Capriel is not having a good time of it. He's kept two clean sheets in 13 games, and in the last game got tonked 4-0.
Nice.
That's at Pro Patria. We've got Edmonton at Fleetwood. He's made a slow start. He's not scored in 9 games at Fleetwood. But Grayson's gone on record to say that he hopes that he's going to be carrying his cup form into the league. 2 goals and an assist in 2 games in the cup.
Do you remember when everyone
were
going mental, demanding that he got in the first team?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were a poor
side. We were. Just saying, it's funny how stuff changes.
McCalmont's doing pretty well at Morecambe. So he's playing all their games. He's a pretty strong mainstay in their side. 13 games in midfield this season already. Just 1 goal, 1 assist to his name, but he's doing well. Leif Davis had been injured and coming back from injury then got poorly. But he played for Bournemouth when they beat Swansea 4-0. Scott Parker called him an animal, and he had a clean sheet, but he also got an assist from left back. Bogus is going well. 3 goals and 3 assists from attacking midfield in 12 games.
Fantastic.
In fact, I don't know if you've seen any of those goals. A couple of them have been
is he playing at Beesley? Right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, he's had some crackers.
Oops.
Casilla's been dropped, having posted 3 clean sheets in 12.
Oh, no.
Which matches the number of bookings he's got. Perveda's struggled to get going, but he did, in his last game, got a goal and an assist. And Mowbray said that he's hoping for... Yeah, he did. He had a good game. And Mowbray's expecting him to... he's expecting big things of him. Says he's training well, and he's looking sharp. So... fingers crossed, he'll do all right there. And then Costa scored for Angola, but not scored for Valencia. He's been coming off the bench a lot, but for the last couple of games, he's been getting a start. So I guess from that one, we're kind of hoping that his performance has improved so that they sign him permanently. Yeah, I think that'd be the hope.
Another one we don't want sending back.
Yeah. So
Billy's roundup of players who'll never play for Leeds again.
Probably is exactly what I were going to go to. I guarantee we'll never see a single one of them. Did you cover Pervade? Sorry.
I did.
Did you? Yeah.
He's been poor.
I think Leif Davis has probably got the best chance of coming back.
Probably, yeah. But I feel like he's fallen right
now. I don't know. I mean, you look at the current squad of players that are coming through from under 23s, and they are actually making decent appearances, and they are actually, contributing somewhat. Whereas, if you're being totally honest, when you look back at the appearances from the others, can you really name one where they've stood out?
No, that's it. That's the
point. That's a fair. But he's not our player anymore, is he?
No, he stuck out, but then we absolutely robbed Spurs over that deal.
Absolutely,
pulled their nothing since. Yeah,
but then again, they fucked a bunch of grass. So it was a
out of them. Bogus doesn't really want to come back. He said, you know, I would have a limited in opportunity there. I'd like to stay in Spain. So he's doing well. Out of all of them, he's probably doing the best. Yeah. I think McAlmont and Davis have got an outside chance of coming back. The rest of them, you've probably seen the last of them already.
Perveda, I don't know. I rated him.
Yeah.
I don't think his head's in game, though. He goes somewhere and looks decent in patches and then never gets picked. So if that's the case at multiple clubs, because he'd been, I think he'd been at Barca, City. Yeah. And so, you know, he's rated as a player. I don't think they're saying that he's not a good player, but if they have him on the books and then everything goes quiet, he gets moved on, he looks all right, and then everything goes quiet, he gets moved on from us. Is it an attitude thing rather than a capability thing?
I think so.
It's all going well.
Ever since he was grinding up and down on that biatch in
it's
the
never
bloody
been the same since.
and running around with his, you know, his Louis Vuitton hand luggage and his Louis Vuitton condoms and whatever else he had in there. But
Benrahma's video was what put us off signing in the first place.
And who was the other player that was what reminded me of it? You're really laggy, Gilly.
He's frozen. No, he's back.
There was another player we had relatively recently who was similar, and I can't think who it was.
Not
I'll
Baz
try
Dog.
And think anyway. Huh?
Not Baz Dog.
Baz is what?
Barry Douglas.
Yeah.
Oh no, it wasn't Douglas. He no, I mean he used to dress a bit debatably, but yeah, that's how smart he goes out. Smart he goes out with a
go on,
trilby on and that.
Yeah, I'm a bootcut jean Timberland booted sort of guy.
Trilby out and shorts.
Better skinny jeans and some Vans trainers is about me. That's about as posh
still
as I get.
Still look better than Jay.
Oh, God. Right.
Just out of interest, while we're talking about clothes and stuff, Jay, what size leg are you?
Do you notice how? Because I didn't react to the thing you said last, you just had to go somewhere else and try something else. Come and measure it yourself, pal. Come and take a look.
Which, your third leg.
Come and have a look. You can measure all of them, pal.
all of my legs. Come and measure all of my legs. Right, I'm going to move us on to Spurs at the weekend. Now, do you want to do predictions first, or do you want to do or talk about how much
talk
of a twat Kane is? Let's talk a bit about Spurs. What are your thoughts with Spurs? Like, let's talk about them. How are they playing? They've been a bit shit. They've got the Conte bounce. He's had a couple of weeks, you know, behind the scenes whilst the internationals have been going on training their lads and stuff, minus Harry Kane. How do we think they're going to come
through? Minus a few, though. I think that's going to be a big positive for us. I think he's come in as Conte, but he's not had the full squad at his disposal. So he's not had the opportunity to embed himself and his, you know, his rituals and what his expectations are. I'm sure he's been in constant contact with the majority of the team, but when you look at it, a lot of them players have been out on international duty, which in my opinion, that'll do. In my opinion, I just went proper blank then. I think it's too many years. Too many years of abusing my body. In my opinion, I think it's a good time to play them because they've got rid of what they knew at the start of the season, everything they've been working on in pre-season, everything like that with the Portuguese fella Nuno, Espirito Santo, whatever his name is. And then they're almost transitioning now into a probably a completely new style of play with a completely different manager that hasn't had what was in that vape reefer. Like, did you see me doing that? Did you on here? It is just vape juice. What I'm getting at is I think it's an ideal time to play. And while they're not playing too well, Conte's not had it. all that much time with his star players, certainly his European players, and anybody else who's gone back for international duty. So, yeah, I think it's probably the best time of the season to be playing somebody like that away from home.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's definitely the best time. I mean, like you said, he hadn't had much influence on the team. He hadn't been able to introduce his tactics, his way of playing, all that sort of stuff. Busted. Jay, how do you think we should set up against Tottenham?
God, it depends who's available, to be fair. I don't think that
we won't know until Thursday on his presser, will we?
No, that's it. And
I haven't seen anything on Bamford or all like that.
No, I am. I'm hoping that we'll get some positive news, but even if there was positive news on him, he's not going to start, is he? That's just not the way it works with Bielsa. I'd like to see us go out and play how we did against Leicester, to be honest with you, because we did great, and I'd like to see us carry that on and keep that going. Unfortunately, I have to agree with Luke. I think it's a good time to play them. And the fact that Conte's come in, you know, Kane is not happy, and he hasn't been firing for them. And just because Conte's come in, there's no reason to believe that that's changed. You know, they're still not going to win anything anytime soon. They need a lot of investment. And we all know that Levy won't spend that money to get them where they need to be. So I don't see Kane having like a sudden epiphany where he's like, oh, I love this place again. I can't wait. I want to get back scoring for Tottenham. He still wants out. Nothing's changed there. I don't expect great things from him. But I think that they will sort themselves out to a degree. They will become a hard-to-beat side, but don't think they'll be there yet because he's not had that much time with them. And I think if we carry on as we did against Leicester, there's no reason to believe we can't get something. And that's what I'm hoping for. I'd be very disappointed if we lost that game.
I think you're right. I mean, there is that new management bounce. There is. And he's going to be riding high on a wave of confidence, you know, from his international duty. There's no doubt about that. You know, he's going to be well up for it. But so should Cooper and, you know, and a few other lads as well. Yeah, yeah. So it should be pretty tasty up front. Gilly, with regards to our selections and stuff like that, based on Leicester, do we start with Calvin and Forshaw?
I think so. I mean, Forshaw's undroppable out of that game as well.
Yeah.
Forshaw's undroppable out of that game, and Calvin's undroppable out of our side anyway. So I think you have to. And I think another element that's in our favour, actually, is that Højbjerg and Son look to have picked up injuries and may not be available. And I think that's a pretty big deal for us.
Son, definitely. He's strings.
Yeah, he's unreal, isn't he, Son?
He is.
I'm a little bit disappointed, actually. I would like to see him because he's outside of Leeds. He's one of my favourite players in Prem, Son. I rate him. I really, really do like him. I was kind of hoping when Tottenham eventually and inevitably go to absolute rat shit because they're just a bunch of fucking frauds that we'd be able to pick him up on really cheap. You know, stick him in, get rid of Rodrigo.
I'm still owing for Robbo and.
I'm with you, Smarty. They're frauds. They've got no history. They've done nothing in our lifetimes. They think that they're part of the big six when they're just like...
You got no fans. You got no grand.
They just exist. No, they have signs in the stadium that tell you to report.
They have got a nice stadium.
They're shouting.
Yeah. When's the best time to buy a budgie?
You have to speak to your local pet store, mate.
Well, no, when's the best time to buy one?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
When they're going,
don't know,
cheap,
Luke.
Cheap.
When's the best?
I really don't know where you're going with this one, mate. You're gonna. I hope this
you
is.
You just reminded me when you're on about Son signing him for cheap. It just reminded me of my childhood. Oh, and that
cheap,
joke.
Cheap, cheap,
so,
cheap. I'm really sorry for everyone listening to these fucking dad jokes flying around in here. Fucking hell, we've lost Gilly.
Wow.
Gilly's gone. His head's really shiny.
Yeah, but you know he's going to go around work saying that to everybody tomorrow now. You could. He's just
my
that type,
jokes are better than that.
Nah. They've got to be, mate. They've got to be.
Give us your best dad joke, Gilly.
Fucking
hell.
Just, all right, fair enough. Right, right, lads.
Do you have a joke in your Jay?
Yeah, man walks into a pet shop, says, do you sell wasps? I say, no. He says, that's funny. He's got one in the window.
Oh, fucking hell. Right.
And that's why I said no.
He's been removed. Jay's been removed from the pod.
You asked.
But...
Who's doing that?
You asked for it.
Right, Gil, I'm going to hand it over to you to record the predictions for Spurs.
Yeah, no worries. I am still lagging a little bit, so you'll have to bear with me. But
a bit Luke, like Friday, really, isn't it?
First, I'm all right in last game. That second game nearly killed me. Luke, I'll come to you first. Where are you going?
Okay, have you written yours down?
I haven't, but I know what mine is. So if you bear with me a second, I will do. I have now. And I pressed a few additional keys so you didn't know what it was.
Okay, I'm going to go. I think it's going to be free-flowing. Lots of leggy players. 2-2. You never have.
Swear down. Take. Yep.
2-2. Both of you.
Yeah.
Jesus. I think deep down, I feel like it's going to be a draw, but I'm positive, Jay, so I'm going for 3-2 leads.
Good man. I've just written 3-2.
Positive, Jay. All he's done is fucking sigh all night.
carry his lip around in a wheelbarrow all day.
I mean, positive, Jay, is not working for your predictions league. You joint, you're second to bottom in league.
I'm being punished for it, mate. I should have gone worse than me. Being fucking pessimistic.
You're doing worse than me, and I've been back in fucking other teams.
This is positive, Jay.
Yeah,
this is positive, Jay.
Keep going for the
win. We've got Bremner's ghost, who has given us a fan prediction, so that'll do. Yeah. He's going.
Oh, yeah, fan prediction. Oh, he's going with a Desmond or a 3-1. Well, which is it?
We'll go. You know, I reckon he's going 3-1 leads. Yeah.
And on the back of his, I'm going to go with a 2-1, I think. Ooh. To Leeds.
Going to say which side? Kind of need to know that.
Positive smile.
So we're coming up against Spurs, who were, what, 5 points and 6 places above us? And we're all predicting a win, except... Oh, sorry, but none of us are predicting a loss.
Cool. Well,
until we open it to the actual group, and then we'll see.
Render.
The usual culprits will be like, "Oh, we're going to get dicked 5-0."
Rex will give it the old 4-0 to Spurs. No doubt about it.
I remember when positive turned. 4-1 in favour of us, regardless of who we.
That's it. And it never
came positive J's got worse. It's 3-2 leads now. Positive J's not, came not, off not, off not as positive as negative J from last season.
Is that me freezing or you guys?
That's me.
Okay.
I think Gilly's just fucked it all up for us.
Not great. I was looking at
I felt like I was listening to a Daft Punk song then.
Around the world,
Gilly hasn't fed his fucking hamster that's running around in that wheel. It's probably dead. So at this point in the show, we normally move on to the hot topic, but after a discussion,
great news for you.
After a discussion on Friday, much to Jay's distaste, we are going to be dropping the hot topic because we are fucking sick and tired.
Is this going to be the last one tonight then?
Do you want to make it the last one tonight? Just for old fans' sake.
Just because Jay might sulk otherwise.
I'm okay with it. I don't care. I've moved on.
That's your problem, Jay. You don't care.
For one last time. One last time.
The hot topic.
Never get bored of fucking never seeing that again. Right, Jay, I'm going to come to you then. This week, the hawk is up against Mr. Kante. What is your prediction, or what is your selection? Sorry, not even prediction. Are you going hawk or not?
I'm telling
you. This week, I've been mostly eating sawdust.
Potatoes! It's genuinely up against a decent manager this time, so it's a puzzling one.
Yeah, but he's ex-Chelsea.
I know.
Chelsea, then, boy.
And I just feel that the hawk just needs some backing, and he'll get there. So I'm with the hawk.
Look how red he's gone.
I wonder if you're crying at your face, that Tash man.
Oh.
Kill it. To hock or not to hock?
I'm not hocking.
Oh.
I'm not.
Chelsea one.
I'm not hocking. Because do you know what? All along, I've always thought he was shit. And it just, I loved how much it wound Luke up, but it's going now. So I'll be honest and say that I think the Hawks are knobhead. I think he never should have taken the job. I think he can fuck off. And I'm going with Spurs gaffer.
You let me down, mate. You let me down. Sold do you know me what? Down the river.
I'm going to agree with you. I've got to a point where I couldn't fucking think of anything worse than having David Hockaday near a professional fucking football in my life.
Oh, the truth's coming out now. The truth's coming out. You've all fought this for fucking months.
They were an absolute
disaster. You've just been doing
disaster.
It to wind me up.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So
I'm going Gante.
Right then. Over to you.
So this is Luke's opportunity to go with the Hawk.
This is the last, as this is the last episode, and I've obviously slagged him off a lot over the past and called him names. offered to box him for charity, and yeah, pretty much done everything, taking his badges off him at school and stuff, and all sorts of other stuff. But
had his toilet pass.
Yeah, I mean, Conte's absolutely a different breed, a different class of manager. So, for that reason, with it being the very last episode, I'm going to go for the Hawk.
I always knew you and me were on the same page.
Which means he's unbeaten in the last seven.
Yes, he can't be beat. He's going out undefeated.
Ah.
News just in. Breaking news. Going to you, Mez, live.
Going to Mez live for... So, basically, as a group of charitable gentlemen...
with extinguished mustaches.
With mustaches. As you know, we've done the Three Peaks previously. Matt, Bren and Adam did the Three Peaks in support of motor neurons disease. Gilly and I obviously trying to look a bit stupid.
Someone the show.
Gilly, let's just see your task. Can you come a bit closer?
It's not great, is it?
No, it's not at all, is it really? Not, that's half a month's worth of growth. So we do like to do a little bit for charity. Anyway, this year, for Christmas, we've decided to do a merry. What we're going to hopefully, I think we're going to brand it as Merry Clickmas. We've managed to put together and get a shirt. And we're going to ask Mateus, who's very kindly offered
your fucking pen.
To sign it. I haven't got a pen in my hand.
Somebody's clicking his fucking
pen. It's Jay's bloody metal straws.
Don't use them on the pod anymore.
Yeah, so anyway, long story short is we're going to be raising money and we're going to be putting 50% of any... any donations or any people who buy tickets and things to the LUFC Foundation. And then the other half is going to be going to the Leeds Food Bank to support families that are struggling around this time of year. So we will be selling tickets. I believe they're going to be £5 a piece for a ticket and just going to be numbered concurrently. And then we're going to do the draw as close to around Christmas as possible. We're not too sure on the details and the ins and outs, but we're hoping we might be able to get a picture or something. Click might present it. We don't really know, but we definitely know we've got the new third shirt, the lilac shirt, signed with Click on the back and signed by the man himself. So yeah, keep an eye out on the socials for those. And we'll be coming around and asking you for a fiver each over the next month or 6 weeks or so.
Absolutely. We'll be coming around with our cap.
I'm just going to be technical and say, don't that make it a charity raffle rather than a charity auction?
Yes.
Probably.
Like I said, the ins and outs and the minor details will come out via our social at some point. Well, thanks, Jay.
Cracking price.
Thanks for clearing that up. Yeah, thanks for that, mate. Like I said, just a recap. Click signed shirt. I think it's the lilac one as well, isn't it? Yeah.
You did say that, yeah.
Yeah, the lilac one. So, yeah, great prize, great Christmas present to anyone who wins that. So, like I say, socials, keep your eyes out. So, chaps, unless there's anything else to add to that, anyone got anything else? Any news?
No, what we've got coming up this week, I think tomorrow night we've got an I'm a Stat Man, hopefully. There's not going to be any in off the VAR with Jimmy because we haven't got a game to go over. So we're just, it's going to be an I'm a Stat Man. I believe that's going to be with resident Stat Man Andrew Dalton and resident Irish man Carl. So
Irish Italian.
Resident Stallion, Carl.
Just to correct there, you both said it's the lilac one. It's absolutely not. It's the white one.
It's the lilac one.
Well, Carl confirmed it's the white one.
Fuck, Carl.
This is. I was worried it was going to turn into that thing with that dress. What colour is it? Because I was looking at that picture and thinking that's white.
Yeah, that's definitely why. He did tell us it were lilac, so sorry, that just proves that you should never listen to me or Luke, because we are full of shit.
Whether it's the white one or the yellow lilac one, it's still going to look bloody lovely framed.
There's a current shirt, and Click will have signed it.
Yeah.
At some point.
And you might even get to meet one of us. Yeah, and if you pay a bit of extra money, we'll make sure it's not Jay.
Yeah, probably not Jay, because he's not allowed near anyone's house.
If you pay a bit more, we'll just post it.
Okay. You're not allowed out of yours.
That's what we got. What else we got coming up? We'll have a Brad and Cook after the game on Sunday. I was thinking about this. Now, what do we anyway? We'll talk about it another time. We'll have Brad and Cook after that, and then back onto the same schedule Tuesday next week. We'll have next week's episode 14. Is it next week? I think
so. 14, yeah.
And I'm not on it.
Carl and Adam will be hosting Brad and Cook, so stay tuned for that. Don't forget to subscribe to our audio and YouTube accounts. But like I say, unless anyone else has got anything else, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thank you for listening to another Otto Know Better podcast, the Independent League United podcast. You can engage with us via our socials on YouTube and Twitter at the address @OttoKnowBetter with your thoughts on the show or subjects you'd like us to discuss. You can even join us live and have your say while we're recording on our YouTube channel for the main weekly show and the Berardi and Cook after-match podcasts. We've 3 years' worth of content you can listen back to, from interviews with former Leeds players and managers to Hollywood stars. Maybe choose carefully which match reviews to check out, though. Remember to subscribe on whichever app you choose to follow us on.